Can you talk a little bit about the musculoskeletal syndrome that's seen with aromatase inhibitors and what you typically see and what's the clinical course?
For a minority of patients, this can be severe. In its severest form, they have difficulty with the small joints, especially of the hand, and especially first thing in the morning. And the most common complaint in society that drinks a lot of tea and especially has their early morning cup of tea is that they can't hold their cup of tea till about 10 o'clock in the morning. It does appear to be self-limiting in that from the ATAC adverse effect profile, majority of this appears to have gone away after 5 or 6 months. Now, whether or not people just stop complaining about it, but any patient who had previously registered a complaint, that had to be specifically inquired about when they came for subsequent visits. So I think it probably is a real effect rather than just people stopping complaining.
What are some of the management strategies that are effective?
So far, little has been shown to be effective. We found that people who took a COX-2 inhibitor generally did quite well, but then we ran into the Vioxx problem and the COX-2 inhibitors. But I certainly have got some patients who take celecoxib regularly and find that that controls the discomfort.